Hey, yo, you ready? Let's do it.
You know how much I love college football, y'all. You know how much I love college football. I ask you to go to DraftKings. DraftKings.com is a sponsor for Value Bet. And the reason why is because I love to gamble on college football. The college football season is in full swing. And if you want to have a little bit more skin in the game, I ask you to go to DraftKings. Take a look at the slate for college football for this week. We're talking about Texas against Oklahoma State, LSU against Florida, Ole Miss against Tennessee, Arizona against Utah. And there's so many other games, including Alabama, how they bounce back. Can they do it? There's so much that you can look at with a college football slate. Go to DraftKings.com. Use the promo code WMVP. That's the station for ESPN 1000. WMVP for DraftKings. DraftKings has always been good to this show, so be good to it. Again, DraftKings.com. Use the promo code WMVP. Now, let's start Value Bet.
It's official. I survived what I've been through. Y'all got drama. The saga continues.
We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now, because it's bad boy.
Know the leagues. I know the teams. I know these players. I know this wonderful game called football.
It's time for Value Bet.
Oh, this is when the cream rises to the top. This is when things get hot.
The largest sports wagering angles you need to know.
Stats, records, rankings, weather. If the goalpost is tilted just a little bit.
Value Bet on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
You can bet your children's, unborn children's, children on these six games.
Value Bet.
This is America's premier sports information program.
Here's Jonathan Hood.
Yes, it's time for Value Bet. Jonathan Hood with you from the Cap and J Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Listen to us between 7 and 10 a.m. Central Time. Every week we give you the best plays in college football and a little bit of NFL as well. Gary Seegers, our buddy from Memphis, Memphis, Tennessee, will get his thoughts from winningcureseverything.com. As we talk to Gary, check out the website winningcureseverything.com. What are the best plays for college football? You try to say in English. What are the best plays for college football? We'll tell you next with Gary Seegers right here on this edition of Value Bet. And there he is, everybody, on this edition of Value Bet. Gary Seegers from winningcureseverything.com joins me, Jonathan Hood, right here on ESPN Chicago. Don't forget to follow Gary on Twitter at GaryWCE, not just for gambling, but just for love advice, anything else that's going on in your life. Gary, how are you?
I'm doing well, I think. I had a winning week last week, and looking forward to another fun, fabulous weekend of college football. You know, my wife is happy, my children are happy, and I am winning on my picks. So, yeah, I don't think life could be a whole lot better right now.
I'm mid. My wife is not happy. My children are not happy. they're not happy with my Saturday. So, and this is what happens, man. I mean, I'm not kicked out of the house yet. And I know that if I do, I know I could just, you know, get myself a nice suitcase and just, you know, open up the Mid-South Coliseum and, you know, just stay there for a while.
It's open. It's available.
How's the rent? I might have to stay there.
You know what? I think there might be some people that are just hanging out in there. So you could absolutely come and hang out.
Me and the rest of the bums, right? Exactly.
You got it.
Oh, geez. Okay, this is what happens when you try to outsmart the room, man. I'm sweating out Oklahoma, even though I did take your advice. But then I'm thinking, well, I could just do a little something here. First half, second half. The thing... And you can tell me, the worst thing is, like, you've got your bets locked in, and then you have to chase within the same game. And of course, my whole process at the end of that game with Oklahoma and Texas was, last team with the ball wins. So immediately you go to the app and start. I hate to do that. I just want to set my bets and just keep going, Gary. And that didn't happen on several occasions on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. No, it takes a lot. I mean, you got to be a super disciplined person to not go in and just live bet every single thing that pops up. And that was certainly one of those games. If you had looked at the advanced metrics for those teams leading into that game, you would have assumed that that would be an underplay on a total of 60.
Like, God.
Instead, we got a 55-48 score, but that was just another prime example of you never know what's going to happen in these games. We can sit here and talk about stats and whatnot all we want to, but it's one of the things that makes college football the best sport out of all of them. It is so up and down every single week. We had the same thing happen on Saturday night. Texas A&M gets a win as an 18-point dog at home against the number one team, and nobody saw it coming. And it's so, so much fun. It's a beautiful, stupid sport, and I love it.
it's nothing like, you know, trying to, you know, bet your mortgage on 18 to 22-year-olds. That's all. No big deal, right? Oh, my God.
Exactly. You got to figure out when they're up, when they're down. And sadly, we don't have somebody in every college town that's going to tell us, you know, when somebody broke up with his girlfriend or what's going on in people's lives. So we have no idea what the motivation is. So it's definitely a lot of fun to see how it plays out on Saturdays. And this is turning into one of the more chaotic years that we have ever seen. I can't get enough of it. I hate that we are heading into week 7 because we are halfway done at this point. There's 15 weeks in college football. We're halfway there, my friend.
Shout out to Florida for not covering the over. Appreciate that. And also shout out to North Texas in that game. I believe it was against Missouri. Those are my three losses, and that's not good when you're trying to chase late night. And so we're looking for a better week. All right, Gary, help me out here. WinningCuresEverything.com as we have our conversation here on Value Bet. Let me start first with Texas, who are licking their wounds after their game against Oklahoma. Texas, in front of me as we record this, Gary, is a 4-point favorite against Oklahoma State with the over-under 60.5. How do you see the Longhorns in this matchup against Oklahoma State?
So Texas got thoroughly outplayed in this game last year and still won 41-34. It was really, really crazy. This line was at 5.5 just a day ago, and it's all the way down to 4. But situationally, it makes sense for the Cowboys to be able to cover this spread and maybe win this game outright. Nobody's talking about Oklahoma State. Old Mike Gundy with, you know, the Arkansas waterfall, the mullet, whatever you got. And obviously, he cut that thing off. But the Oklahoma rattlesnake is great in these spots. I mean, he is awesome on the road as an underdog. I think 12-3 against the spread in his last 15. Just ridiculous in that spot. Oklahoma State is 4-1 against the spread their last 5 at Texas. They are 4-2 against the spread their last 6 overall. They are coming off of a bye. Texas coming off of an emotional, heartbreaking loss in their biggest game of the season in Red River. There's so many things that point to Oklahoma State that it kind of scares me here. Oklahoma State's only given up 2.8 yards per rush on the season. It's number 9 in the country. They're only 2.6 yards per rush in the last 3 games. They're kind of getting their offense figured out. I feel like Gundy's going to have some wrinkles in on that offense. But I am having to gamble on Spencer Sanders.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
Right.
I don't trust him. So it's definitely weird to be in this spot, but I don't know how you could go any other way. There's a chance that Casey Thompson, you know, he injured his thumb in the first half against Oklahoma. And we can talk about Oklahoma made adjustments and Alex Grinch's defense and all that. They shut down Texas in the second half. Or was that Casey Thompson not being as efficient because he couldn't throw the football? Like, I got to wonder about some of these things. And this looks like an easy play for Oklahoma State. I'm not going to make it an official play, but if I was going to play it, that'd be the way that I'd lean.
I've been hearing a lot of rumors in the Bayou with the LSU and Ed Orgeron that there could be a parting of the ways. Now, we can have the conversation, Gary, whether or not you feel LSU is a top 5, definitely top 10, but is it a top 5 program? So LSU against Florida here on Saturday. I have it here as the Gators are 11.5-point favorite with the over-under at 60. So I'm wondering, does that resonate in that locker room? That LSU team, at least based on what we saw a couple of years ago, it seems like that championship was a one-off. I don't know how LSU survives here in this game or in the season. So how do you see this in the state of the LSU program?
I will go ahead and preface this with, this is a pick that I made on the BetUS College Football Show.
Okay.
And I am rolling with Florida, minus 11.5.
Okay.
Butte being out for this game, he was their weapon. He was the guy that they leaned on. He was the security blanket for Max Johnson. That's a big-time problem. On top of that, you got Derek Stingley out for the year, their top cornerback, and then their number two cornerback, Eli Ricks. It was just announced a couple of days ago that he's out for the year. So that is definitely not good. LSU only 42% rushing in their last three games, and they're only averaging 2.8 yards per rush. They have basically given up on running the football. Like, it makes no sense. You don't expect this out of an LSU team.
No.
But they might have to go back to it, because if you don't have Butte to throw to, yeah, they got some players down there, but do they have anybody they can trust? And that's kind of the issue here. Florida is 3-1-1 against the spread, their last five against LSU. And the problem that I'm running into with this, and while I did take Florida, the thing that scares me is, while every stat favors Florida, it did last year too. And LSU was coming off of a dreadful performance, getting blasted by Alabama 55-17 in their own house last year. And then we had the shoe game, where LSU won that thing 37-34 with like 45 scholarship players down in Gainesville. So it does kind of scare me in that instance. LSU is giving up 6.1 yards per rush right now on the season. Florida is number one in the country, 6.67 yards per rush on offense. I don't see how they can keep this within even three touchdowns. I think Dan Mullen is going to try and run this up, because this is a get-back game for Florida. This is revenge for them. And they like going into Baton Rouge. And I will tell you this. We can talk about it, Orgeron.
Yeah.
I think they are expecting about 70,000 people in a stadium that holds 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
That is the thing that can cost you your job. Very much so. And I think that this is a foregone conclusion that he's out of there.
Yeah.
The problem, Scott Woodward does not fire guys in the middle of the season, but he may not have any other choice. And here's the reasoning behind that, is if he looks up into the expensive seats and sees that the boosters have sold their tickets to Florida fans, that's when you know that the real support for the program has gone down. So we'll see what that looks like on Saturday. But at the same time, I don't know that there's anybody on staff at LSU. Remember, he just swapped out his offensive coordinator and his defensive coordinator and brought in really young, inexperienced guys. I don't know that there's anybody on staff that is a worthy interim. So I don't know what you do if you fire Orgeron right now. I mean, you're tanking on the season anyway. But if you're just going to do that, why not just, you know, let him run out this string of losses? I don't know that you're going to have a lot of wins this season. I don't see how LSU stays in this game. I'm hoping that you agree with me.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Well, here's and I want people to hear you very clearly. This is why LSU is a top job, a real plum job in college football, in that if it is true that some of the boosters will not be there, they sell their tickets to Florida, as you mentioned, that's a problem. And then when you start seeing empty seats there, that's an indicator for anyone, because that's market research, ultimately, right? When you are, when you're a school, when you are a pro program, when you see empty seats, every empty seat says that there's something wrong with your program, what something's wrong with your team. And so for a game like this, LSU Florida, which is, I think, is a, you know, on the surface, usually a really solid SEC game, if there's empty seats there, LSU and Ed Orgeron will have a parting of the ways, because that's just not acceptable down there.
Oh, you're 100% right. I mean, this is they tried to do this with Les Miles the season before they actually fired him,
mm-hmm.
but there was still support for him. They were still selling out games. They were still competitive. This is something that we haven't seen since, I mean, maybe the Curly Hallman days, maybe the Jerry DiNardo days.
Oh.
I mean, this is terrible, terrible stuff in Baton Rouge right now. And I don't know how you get it. I'll tell you how you get it fixed. You get the right leader in there that knows what he's doing, and you can absolutely get this fixed, because there is talent all over the roster. But they, as of right now, they have not found whatever formula to be able to get these guys playing on the same page.
I need your help with this one, with Ole Miss and Tennessee. As we talk about this, Gary, the Ole Miss is a 2.5-point favorite. Now, here's where I need your help. You saw that big number of the over-under at 84. Now, can you help me out as far as whether or not Tennessee can even keep up with that number? I've seen the opponents. I've seen a lot of their games. But does that number seem inflated to you? Or is that right on target?
I think it's right on target. At that 84, you're basically expecting both teams to score 42, right?
Yes.
So do I think that both teams are going to score in the 40s? 100% I do. Like, I would roll with the over on this one. It's not an official play from me, But that's the way that I would certainly roll. This is the first meeting since 2014, so it's two teams that are not exactly familiar with each other. But Jeff Lebby, the offensive coordinator at Ole Miss, was the offensive coordinator for Josh Heupel at UCF when he was having his most success. Those two guys kind of know each other. This is Kiffin's return to Knoxville. It is going to be checkered out in Neyland. It is I'm telling you, over 100,000 people are going to be in there for the Manning Bowl. And this is a crazy number that I could not believe. With all the hype around Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss is only 2-6 against the spread, their last eight against SEC opponents. I just was shocked to find that out. But as far as that total goes, yeah, this is the number two and number three pace teams in the country. Tennessee has covered three of their last four. They beat South Carolina by 25. They beat Missouri by 38. The surprising part about this, Tennessee's defense is actually pretty good. They're only allowing 39.6% success rate on the season. That excludes garbage time. They're the number 23 most efficient defense in the country. And Ole Miss, I think they're going to be able to get a few stops on Ole Miss. I would not be shocked at all to see Tennessee win this game. That would move them to 5-2 heading into a matchup against Alabama next week. And we've seen Alabama's defense have some problems. But they got to focus on Ole Miss first. You're going to have to outscore them because Ole Miss will find ways to score. But this is going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. That 3-2-6 defense that Ole Miss plays, UT is going to be able to run the football on them. That offense for Tennessee has gotten right since they moved to Hendon Hooker at quarterback. And I expect a ton of points and a fascinatingly fun football game on Saturday night in England.
Gary, do you have 2.5 in front of you for Ole Miss as a favorite?
I do. It was hitting at 3 yesterday, and it is at 2.5 right now. There's a lot of love for Tennessee coming in right now, but it's even more love for the over in this because it opened, I think, at 79, and it's up to 84 now.
Okay. One of my pleasures, and of course now it's Sunday mornings with you as you do your YouTube show as far as reviewing the Saturday night games on Sunday. But one of my favorite shows is the Tony Basilio show out of Knoxville, where there's about, I don't know, maybe 8-9 hour post game after a Tennessee game.
A bunch of call-ins. I mean,
when Tennessee's down, man, you can guarantee about an 8. I can take a nap, wake up, and he's still on the air taking calls from Tennessee fans. It's the best. I love Basilio. Gets so pissed.
Oh, yes. I will tell you this. They used to do the same thing on WWL down in New Orleans whenever LSU would play. If LSU would lose, they just cut all the programming for the rest of the night and let everybody call in and vent. So, and you could catch that, you know, I'm in Memphis. WWL stretched all the way up to the Memphis market. So I could listen to it every night coming from New Orleans, and it was awesome. Awesome to listen to because they were fired up about everything. The best one. So I actually drove home the night of the national championship game back in 2012. So I was at the Alabama-LSU national title game, and Alabama won that one 21-0. And you would have thought it was the end of the world. They wanted Les Miles fired that night. It didn't matter if he had won 13 straight games to get to the national title game. The fact that they only crossed the 50 one time, they were fired up. And I'm telling you, I think we left New Orleans at midnight, and they took calls until about 4 o'clock in the morning. It was unbelievable.
I love an angry post game. I really do. I'm telling you right now, Tony. I really think Derek Dooley didn't have a fair shake. We should bring him back. Like, okay, nothing like the orange pants Dooley getting the job done in Tennessee. That was awful. Arizona State against Utah. Gary, I saw this when I sent you picks at 1. I saw this as a pick'em, and now as we record this, I see this as Arizona State is a 1-point favorite against Utah, so it's still pretty close with the over-under 51.5. So why am I leaning Utah on this?
I don't know, actually. I lean the other direction.
Okay.
Utah at home, I will tell you this. Salt Lake City is a tough place to go play. I mean, it is really difficult. Cam Rising, the quarterback for Utah, has been playing significantly better. And that team, once they got the quarterback situation figured out and whatnot, they have been way, way better. But they are going up against a team that, so long as they do not beat themselves, I don't know that there's anybody in the Pac-12, and that includes Oregon, that can hang with them. Arizona State is a monster of a football team, and it all starts at the line of scrimmage. I think that they are going to be able to push around Utah a little bit here, mm-hmm. which is shocking to hear. But this is the perfect game for me. This is old man football. This is Kyle Whittingham against Herm Edwards, two guys that would be perfectly fine with trading field goals the entire ball game. And I love those kind of games because it means every play matters. This will be a very much NFL-style game. You're going to see a ton of running. In 2019, Utah won this game 21-3. They didn't play last year because of the shortened COVID season. But Arizona State is 2-5 against the spread in their last seven against Utah. They have won and covered two of the last three. So 2019, they lost, but the two before that, they won and they covered. Both teams lost at BYU this season. But Arizona State, since then, really Arizona State should have won that ball game had they not committed so many penalties and so all the turnovers and everything. They honestly, their postgame win expectancy was through the roof. They should have won that ball game. Utah, however, kind of got dominated by BYU. Arizona State is averaging 0.6 points per play on offense. They're giving up only 0.2. Utah is doing better in the last three games, you know, at 0.45 on offense and 0.31 on defense. Arizona State is a monster. This is going to be who makes the most mistakes. Arizona State is averaging over 8 penalties a game. Mm-hmm. Utah only averaging about 4. But this is one where some of that stuff's not going to matter. I think Arizona State is the more physically dominant football team. My line on this was actually Arizona State -3.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that this is, you know, under a field goal, I'll take it because I think this is a monster team with the Sun Devils.
So what is your NFL game of choice here on Sunday, and why is it the Bears keeping it close against the Packers?
I took the Packers on that, but that's not the one that we're going to go to.
Okay.
We're going to go to Monday night, and we're going to go to an area that is closer to my stomping grounds. The Tennessee Titans are hosting the Buffalo Bills, and this line is only 6.
Okay.
Now, this is kind of the same situation that we saw last week where I gave you the Cowboys to win by double digits against the Giants.
Yes.
Buffalo Bills are only giving up 3.7 yards per rush. They have got the number one total DVOA defense in the league. And I don't trust Tennessee to be able to pass the ball with their hobbled wide receivers. A.J., good gracious, I've completely blanked on his name. Julio Jones and what's the other kid at Tennessee? My God. I didn't write down his name. I figured I'd remember it. Either way, neither of those guys are going to matter because they're both dealing with injuries. I don't trust Ryan Tannehill to be able to throw on this Buffalo defense. The last three games, Buffalo's offense, 6.7 yards per play. The Titans are giving up nearly 6 yards per play on defense. If you're looking just at overall DVOA, defensive value over adjusted, the Bills are number one in the league in almost every metric. The Titans are number 21 overall in efficiency. That ain't good. And I don't know what they're thinking about home field advantage, but there ain't enough home field advantage for me to not take the Bills at -6 here. I think they're going to win by – I think this is a double-digit game. I think the Bills are that good. They're playing that well. I'm going to take the Bills -6.
Julio Jones and A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown, that's it.
Yes.
That's it.
A.J. Brown, yes.
I kept wanting to say A.J. Green. I was like, he's in Arizona, and he is not that good anymore. A.J. Brown, the Ole Miss kid.
All right, so we got you down for the Bills against Tennessee. You said the number you have is 6, right?
Yeah, I've got 6. It was 5.5 at one point. Okay. If I can get this at a touchdown, that's fine too by the time we get to Monday. But I feel good about it at 6.
Gary, if I go to winningcureseverything.com, what would I find?
You would find the links to our podcast, to where you can follow us on social media, to all the different shows that we do. My co-host hosts a show for sbrpicks.com/NCAAF, Sportsbook Review, and I host the BetUS College Football Show. All of that stuff is over there, along with the Pick'em Contest. All sorts of fun stuff. And so that's the easiest way to do it, is go to winningcureseverything.com.
You see, all the NFL pregame shows on TV are boring. And as a college football fan, when I get up on Sunday morning, I just want to be able to listen to the wrap-up of college football. I mean, because after I've read everything, bet everything on the NFL, there's nothing new that these pregame shows can tell me. Unless there's like some injury I need to know at the last second, but that's just one segment. But there's got to be a place where I can listen to college football conversation on a Sunday morning. Where can I go?
You can go to our YouTube page, or it'll just be right there on the website at winningcureseverything.com. We go live at 9:30 a.m. Central on YouTube. And the reason that we do YouTube instead of a radio station, instead of whatever, we've had a couple of opportunities here in Memphis, but FCC regulation, I'm not a big fan of them. So when we were recapping all of the stuff on Sunday morning from the games that happened the night before or the day before, we want to be able to just talk completely openly, just like we were sitting at a sports bar or whatever else, and we're going to roll through a whole list of interesting results from the day before, and we have a ton of fun with it. It is my favorite hour and a half of the week.
My friend, as always, I love our conversations here for a value bet. We're putting people, we're putting money in the pockets of our listeners here. So I appreciate you doing this for us here in the Chicagoland area.
Oh, anytime. I certainly appreciate you having me.
Gary Seegers with us here for WinningCuresEverything.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to Value Bet right here on ESPN Chicago and, of course, part of the Under the Hood podcast. Hey, can I tell you about a new sponsor for the Under the Hood podcast? Cap and J-Hood listeners, I am involved with Manscaped. I'm in love with Manscaped. Manscaped.com. Have you heard of this before? I want you to go and open up a tab and look for Manscaped.com. And I want you to use the promo code HOOD. That's my last name. H-O-O-D. You got to check it out. Manscaped.com. Think about this, guys. I mean, we could be a lot better with our grooming, right? We could be a lot better, especially down there. They have got the Lawnmower 4.0 when you need to cut and shave around there. I mean, think about this. You don't want to use like scissors down there because you could, you know, bleed. You can nick yourself. You don't need to do that, right? That's why they got the Lawnmower 4.0. They've got the ball deodorizer so you can smell good and feel fresh down there. And I just think it's a great gift. They have so many things that's within a kit. You get a box and they have all these things for men that they really need to make sure that they're groomed down there. So check it out, manscaped.com. And use the promo code HOOD, get 20% off. It's a new sponsor for me, or Under the Hood, and it's going to be great for you. I've got it myself. I was thinking, I never have to cut myself down there anymore with scissors or a knife or a butcher knife or whatever to make sure I'm cleanly shaved down there. So check it out. Again, it's manscaped.com. And use the promo code HOOD. As always, I appreciate your support.